Rescue workers in El Salvador are losing hope of finding more survivors under a massive landslide near the capital, San Salvador. An earthquake off the country's coast on Saturday triggered landslides and destroyed thousands of homes. As of today, nearly 600 bodies had been recovered. 1,000 people are still missing. The 7.6 magnitude tremor shook buildings 600 miles away in Mexico City. As NPR's Jerry Hatton reports from San Salvador, the international community has responded to the disaster with food, supplies, and rescue experts.
At the site of the landslide in the capital suburb of Santa Tecla, hundreds of soldiers passed bucket after bucket of excavated dirt towards waiting dump trucks. Most of the hundreds of buried homes here remain hidden. 1,000 people are still missing. On Sunday, hundreds of aftershocks sent rescuers fleeing from the scene throughout the day. But today, there's been little seismic activity, though Salvadoran rescue worker Jorge Alberto Rodriguez says the soil is becoming compacted over time, making the digging harder.
It's going okay. Today, we haven't pulled out many cadavers. Yesterday, there were 203 by 10 p.m., but this morning, we haven't found any. Though, there's a chance we will, because the sniffer dogs are here, and they've indicated areas where there might be bodies.
Saturday's earthquake caused landslides throughout El Salvador, isolating several villages. The armed forces are trying desperately to get potable water and food to those regions. But by far the most damage and deaths occurred here at Santa Tecla. Rosa Emilia Reboto owns a small house just across the street from where the landslide came to a halt. She says she had stepped outside to buy some oranges just as the quake hit.
At the same time, the mountainside gave away. It was so fast. I said to myself, it must be water coming, but no, it was earth. Carrying cars and chunks of houses, everything was rushing at us.
Reboto's house was spared by feet. There have been other stories of luck at this scene of intense grief. Yesterday, deep beneath the mudslide in a half-collapsed home, doctors kept alive 22-year-old Sergio Moreno with IVs and oxygen. Moreno's legs were pinned under an immense concrete slab. As medics attended to him, another heavy aftershock struck, sending them and a reporter scrambling to the surface. But late last night, rescuers were able to free Moreno, one of just a handful so far to have survived the cascading wall of dirt and debris. Today, local hospitals remain full, though the immediate crisis is beginning to ease. At an outdoor sports complex turned refugee camp, Red Cross volunteer Freddy Mendez says the 5,000 people taking shelter here under makeshift tarps are faring relatively well.
So far, there hasn't been any outbreaks of disease, but we always have to take precautions, above all against diarrhea, which these kinds of disasters can cause due to a lack of drinkable water.
Ursula Perez and her children and grandchildren are among the thousands here waiting in line for a plate of beans and rice. She says though their house was not damaged in the earthquake, they're not taking any chances.
No, we cannot live in our house because the kids are afraid. Afraid that if we have to flee from the house, the walls will fall on them. We were scared there, sleeping in the street.
Perez and her family will stay in this refugee camp until they're sure the aftershocks have stopped. Meanwhile, international help has begun to arrive. Mexico and the U.S. have sent rescue experts, body-hunting dogs, and supplies. Offers of aid are pouring in from around the world, even from neighboring Guatemala, which also suffered damage from Saturday's earthquake. El Salvador's international airport has reopened after authorities stabilized some earthquake-cracked buildings, opening the way for even more assistance. Jerry Hatton, NPR News, San Salvador.